This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and US Secretary of State Marco Rubio held wide-ranging discussions in New Delhi today. Both the leaders reaffirmed the strength of the India-US strategic partnership and outlined key areas of cooperation, including trade, energy, mobility, and regional security. Addressing a press conference following delegation-level talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the need to conclude a trade agreement at the earliest, welcomed the expansion in energy trade, and stressed that diversified energy supplies are vital for India's energy security.
Our government's fundamental responsibility is to address the needs of 1.4 billion people. Obviously, ensuring the accessibility and affordability of energy for them is our prime objective. Secretary and I therefore welcome the expansion in our energy trade in recent months. Diversified supplies are at the heart of energy security for India.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio strongly underscored the strategic dimension of the partnership, describing India as one of the United States' most important partners in the world. Mr. Rubio arrived in India yesterday on a four-day visit to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting, which will be held on the 26th of this month. In West Bengal, Bharatiya Janata Party candidate Debangshu Panda has registered a landslide victory in the Trinamool Congress Bastion Falta Assembly constituency. Mr. Panda won the seat by over 1,09,000 votes. Falta's seat was widely regarded as stronghold of Trinamool Congress. Communist Party of India Marxist candidate Shambhunath Kurmi finished in the second place with over 40,600 votes. Congress candidate Abdul Razak Molla came third, and Trinamool Congress candidate Jahangir Khan was pushed to the fourth position with over 7,700 votes. Election Commission had ordered a re-poll in Falta following allegations of large-scale malpractice during the polling for the West Bengal Assembly elections. The re-polling was held on the 21st of this month. The West Bengal government has directed all district magistrates to set up holding centers for suspected illegal foreigners and foreign prisoners awaiting deportation or repatriation in line with Ministry of Home Affairs, that is MHA, guidelines. According to an official communication issued by the Home and Hill Affairs Department, districts have been asked to take necessary steps for housing individuals identified as staying illegally in the country, including those who have completed prison sentences and are awaiting deportation. The directive instructs authorities to act as per the MHA framework on deportation and repatriation procedures for Bangladeshi nationals and Rohingyas found residing illegally in India. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has given directions to depute a team of professors and technical experts from the Indian Institute of Technology, that is IIT Madras and IIT Kanpur, to assist the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, in ensuring a glitch-free re-evaluation process. This decision has been taken in view of the developments and concerns raised by students and parents regarding the CBSE post-result services portal. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today spoke with Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to address technical and payment-related issues being faced by students during the CBSE post-result and re-evaluation process. The Education Ministry said that during the discussion, it was decided that State Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, Canara Bank and Indian Bank will assist the Central Board of Secondary Education in strengthening its payment gateway infrastructure and necessary integration with a post-examination services portal. At the Asian Under-23 Wrestling Championships, Indian grapplers continued their impressive run, securing 1 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze medals in Vietnam's Da Nang today. In the men's Greco-Roman category, Sumit Dalal clinched the gold medal in the 63kg division after a dominant 12-2 victory over Uzbekistan's Ozodbek Khalimboev in the final. In the 55kg category, Neeraj Patel won the bronze medal by defeating Ruan Bekimov of Kazakhstan 8-0 in the bronze medal match. Rohit Bura bagged bronze in 87kg category with a commanding 9-0 win against Kyrgyzstan's Artekbek Alimbek Ulu. While in women's freestyle events, Sweetie won silver after going down against local favourite Nok Lin Do 7-5 in the 50kg final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.